Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechtes Brachis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, HaKori HaShema, someone is saying Shema, but Vavalei Shmiel Li Aznai. He said it so low that his own ears couldn't hear what he was saying. Zogt der Mishnah, Yotza, he's still Yotza. At least the Tanakama holds that way. Rabbi Yaisi says Lo Yotza. He's not Yotza. You have to hear what you're saying. How does the B.I.C. know this? Because the Pasuk says Shema. What does Shema mean? To hear. Hashmeya la'aznacha mashatam loitzim mipicha. You have to say it loud enough. You're allowing your ears to hear what you're saying. What about the Tanakama, who says your ears don't have to hear what you're saying? He learns from Shema, says the Batanura, that your yoitza kriya Shema, b'chol loshein sha'ata shemeya, in any language that you understand. But even according to the Tanakama, Lichat Chila, you're supposed to say it loud enough. The only machloikis in the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yaisi is if someone didn't say it loud enough, it's a yoitza b'di'eved, the Tanakhama says yes. Rabbi Yaisi says no. Zakta Mishnah Vaiter, Kara, he said Shema, but v'lei digdig b'yisi yaseha. He wasn't so medagdic to say out the words clearly the way you're supposed to. Now, by Shema, if you daven in a good siddur, it shows you where you're supposed to stop for a second, to separate the words. For example, whenever you have two words where the first word ends with the same letter that the second word begins, l'mashal, al, levavcha. Al ends with a lamed, levavcha begins with a lamed. Or, v'avadhem mehera. It ends with a mem and begins with a mem. If you don't, take even a split second to separate the words. If you don't say al, levavcha, then you're saying alavavcha. So you only said one lamed. Or evadatem meira. You only said one mem. It's evadatem mehera. Also, any letter that begins with an aleph, you have to be careful with the word before. For example, v'chara af. If you say it quickly, it's v'charaf. That sounds terrible. V'charaf means you're saying something not nice about Hashem. It's v'chara af Hashem. If you don't listen to the mitzvahs, the anger of Hashem is kindled, however you touch the words. Not v'charaf Hashem, chas v'sham, you're saying something nice about Hashem. But that could happen if you don't pronounce the words clearly and you don't put the proper emphasis on the right part of the word. Another example would be when you say l'man tizkeru. That's probably the most famous one. If you say it quickly, it's l'man tizkeru. You don't hear the zayin, tizkeru. And if you say tiskru, you know what that sounds like? Yeah, I'm doing the mitzvah, so tiskru, so Hashem should pay me from the Lashon of Schar. So exactly what Rabbi Yossi is referring to is a shaila here. But basically, these are the halachas of saying Shema properly. The Gemara says someone who's careful to say out the words of Shema properly, they cool off Gehenim for him. So, again, Kara, he says the Shema, Bavolei Digdik, B'Oisi Yaseh. He's not careful to say out the words the way he's supposed to. Rabbi Yaisi Yama Yatzah. Rabbi Yaisi says, L'maisa Yer Yaitzah. Of course, he's supposed to say it properly, but Yer Yaitzah. Rabbi Yehuda Yama Lo Yaitzah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's not Yaitzah. If he didn't say each letter clearly, then you're not Yaitzah Shema. Rabbi Yehuda dashes the Pasuk V'limadet Tam. He learns it as two words. V'limed Tam. Your learning has to be complete. You can't swallow letters or miss them. Rabbi Yossi also understands that you can learn that from the Pasuk, but not that the Pasuk is saying you're not Yotze without it. It's just an asmachta. Rabbi Etzem it's a chiyuv min rabbanan, but there's a shtickl remez in the Pasuk to it. Vayitra says the Mishnah, HaKoyr l'mafrei, if someone says Shema not in the right order, he says the later Pasuk before the earlier Pasuk, Lo Yotze. He's not Yotze, he's Chayv. This is darshan from the Pasuk, V'hoyu hadvara me'ela. Chazal darshan v'hoyu, b'aviyosam yiyu. The way the Torah says it, the dvara me'ela, these words, in this order, that's how you have to say it. Now, it's only if he doesn't say the psukim in the right order. What if he doesn't say the parshiyos in the right order? What if he says v'yoymer before v'hoyim shemaya, or v'hoyim shemaya before shema? Then he's Yotze, he's Chayv. It's not what you're supposed to do, but he's Yotze, he's Chayv. Because the parshiyos of Shema aren't organized the way they're written in the Torah anyway. It's how the Chacham were misakin it. Now that doesn't mean that if we don't do what the Chacham are Mesakin, we're Yaitze. But in this case, the Chachamim were Mesakin Lechatchila. The first comes Shema V'Yahavta, then comes V'Hayim Shemaya, then comes V'Yaymer. But if you reverse the order of the Parshiyos, Bidi Eved Yaitze. But if you say the Psukim in the wrong order, you say the third Pasuk before the second Pasuk, or the second Pasuk before the first one, then you're not Yaitze. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, Kara V'Tah, someone says Shema. And he got confused. Literally made a mistake. He doesn't know where he's up to. What should I do? Sakta Mishnah, Yachzer L'Mokim Sheta. He should go back to the place where he made the mistake. In other words, go back to as early as you can, where you're sure this is what I said. This is really I for sure said. And start over from there. Let's say he finished one parasha. He's about to start the second parasha, but he doesn't remember which one he finished. Okay. So go back to V'Hayim Shemaya. We'll pick the worst case scenario. You never started the second parsha. He doesn't have to go back to Shema because he knows he finished one parsha, and Shema was the first parsha. Now let's say I know which parsha, but I don't remember which pasuk I'm up to. So go back to the beginning of that parsha. Let's say he's saying the words Uchsaftam al mezuzos pesecha v'sherecha, but he doesn't know if he's up to Uchsaftam from the first parsha, or you have those same words in the second parsha. So you have to go back to Uchsaftam in the first parasha. But here's an interesting halacha. If he started saying Leman Yirbu Yemechem, which comes after the Echasaftam of the second parasha, he doesn't have to go back to the first parasha. Because Mestam, if you started saying those words Leman Yirbu Yemechem, you were going with your habit, and that must mean that you must have finished the second parasha. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, chazring over, someone says Shema without making it loud enough for he himself, for his own ears to be able to hear. Tanakama says he's Yaitza. You should have said it loud enough for your ears to hear, but you're Yaitza. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yaitza. If he read it, but he didn't read the words properly, Rabbi Yossi says you're Yaitza b'di'eved. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're not Yaitza. Someone read the psukim in the wrong order, he's not Yaitza. And if he's reading Shema, he's not sure where he's up to. Go back to where you for sure said it already and continue from there.